was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
Hey, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. Well, here we are again. Another night in the fight. I don't know, for all of you that may be tuning in recently, my co-host, Mr. Bruce Ray Riggs, had his store burned to the ground this weekend. He's put everything into it. Blood, sweat, and tears into this store. And now he lost his entire inventory. Everything in the store was destroyed. I can't talk about the details of it just yet because it's an ongoing investigation. And there's, of course, things that need to be done. But I can tell you that we have found a repeated usurpation, and anybody that comes with this information is usually either killed or systematically destroyed. Now, Andrew Breitbart had some words to say about what it was we're facing today, more in the current. Now, I believe that this has been going on since way back, 150 years back into the Civil War. I don't know how many of you know that Lincoln and Marx were in communication. Well, Andrew Breitbart had something to say about what we're dealing with, and I would like you to hear that. Can you roll the Breitbart clip, please?
Not to cover this. All right. Segment 4, The Theory, of which you have more in this book than I'd expected. Righteous Indignation. A lot gets explained here. Marx and Hegel had paved the way for the progressives, who in turn had paved the way for the Frankfurt School, who had then attacked the American way of life by pushing cultural Marxism through critical theory. There's a lot going on there. Very briefly, what's the Frankfurt School, and why should anyone watching this interview care?
Okay, first of all, anyone that reads this book is going to laugh, and they're going to cry, and they're going to get Andrew in all of his zany different multiple layers. But there's one chapter that is like putting the medicine in the sherbet in order to get your kid to take it, in order to get rid of his fever. And to me, my one discovery, my one great epiphany, my one aha moment that I said, I got it. I see what exactly happened with in this country. The Frankfurt School were emigres from
Germany, Austria.
Well, Germany. Mm-hmm. It was the equivalent of this, the Hoover Institution. What the Hoover Institution is to Stanford University, the Frankfurt School was a think tank at the University of Frankfurt, and they were social scientists. Like Herbert Marcuse, Antonio Gramsci, Horkheimer, Adorno. These were all a bunch of guys in the middle of World War II who had suffered in Europe, you know, two world wars in a row, and they had been fighting, they had been fighting the Nazis, and they were trying to figure out another aspect of how to affect, how to spread Marxism around the world. You could go to Bolivia, you could go to Bulgaria, and you could go to the peasant class, and you could say, let's flip this place. The Marxist-Stalinist argument of getting the workers to get upset at the owners was very easy, but not in America, where the middle class was invested in their productivity, invested in the concept that they could have their own small little American dream, a white picket fence, that they could invent something and go from one generation being dirt poor to being an owner within a very quick period of time. And what these guys figured out when they came to the United States, and Adorno is the one that drives me the most crazy. He came out to California, and I think it was Bertolt Brecht, the East German playwright, moved to Santa Monica in the 1940s at the height of the Golden Age. Think about this. These guys left Nazi Germany and Mussolini's Italy to come to California in the 1940s, and they lived by the beach, and they were depressed by the relentless cheeriness, the productivity, and the capitalism that they witnessed around them. And they came up with at the end of the day, we could call it cultural Marxism, but at the end of the day, we experience it on a day-to-day basis. And by that I mean a minute-by-minute, second-by-second basis. It's political correctness and it's multiculturalism. And what it took was this amazing concept of E Pluribus Unum, where everybody comes here and contributes to this, you know, everybody becomes an American and contributes, but we have a common culture, we have a common border, a common mindset. What they did was take the haves versus have-nots friction and translated it into oppressor versus the oppressed. And
this got taken up by faculties across the country.
That's the
point of the Frankfurt School and the progressivism.
They
absolutely becomes embraced by 60s
post-structuralism
academics.
Post-structuralism, queer studies, African American studies. All of that is pitting people against each other. It is anti-American to its core.
If Marcuse was the, I'm quoting again from Righteous Indignation, if Marcuse was the Jesus of the New Left, then Saul Alinsky was his St. Paul. Again, let me just put it to you in simple terms. Who's Saul Alinsky, and why should anyone watching this interview care?
Well, Hillary Clinton wrote her senior thesis on Saul Alinsky at Wellesley. Barack Obama is an acolyte of Saul Alinsky. He created the concept of community organizing. And what he did, as I argue in this book, is he took all of this ethereal claptrap, this Noam Chomsky-like jargon that the average person couldn't understand.
Herbert Marcuse is very hard to read.
Right. It's all impossible
all right.
to read. But he was able to translate this cultural Marxist down to a series of rules and a mindset, a warrior mindset, where the critical theory was like, take on your enemy, take him directly on, destroy that person. He applied critical theory down to the street war level, and I would argue that the Katie Couric's of the world, the Chris Matthews of the world, Rachel Maddow, and Keith Olbermann, unbeknownst even to themselves, are studied in the tactics of Alinsky.
Well, that's eye-opening.
I tell you, it's no surprise to me that Andrew's no longer with us, and many other people who spoke out and spoke up. We have a Marxist in the White House. We have a Marxist in the papacy. We have Marxist infused in the UK government. We have the creators and funders of it all in Israel. One of the things that drives me crazy with a lot of these so-called Christian patriots, they'll be quick to jump on radical Islam, as they should, radical anything, and Sharia is a foreign ideology, a foreign religious / political construct. No more compatible with the Constitution than is the Talmud. This show is hardly politically correct, but I assure you, most always, at least, correct. Don't you love the term political correctness? They take the one word that's usually synonymous with bold cakes, for lack of a better word, political, and correctness, which means to be, of course, correct. Fuse the two words together, and what does it stand for? What's absolutely incorrect that nobody can talk about because we have a bunch of special snowflakes that might get their feelings hurt. Matter of fact, I think this is the day and age, and this generation is Generation Snowflake. The only thing that I have, you know, I have a certain degree of hope when it comes to seeing all the cultural Marxists, is that they're a bunch of whining, sniveling babies who need to retreat back into their safe space anytime they're challenged, or anytime you share information that conflicts with their Marxist ideology that they're being taught in schools. I think it's what Albert Pike was referring to when he said, "We shall unleash the nihilists." Well, the only thing we have going for us is the nihilists are a bunch of whining, crying babies. Well, not all of them. We do have militant Black Panthers. Now, it wouldn't typically bother me to see them walking armed because that is the right of any American. However, when they're walking armed and they are quoting Karl Marx, there you have a completely different dynamic. It's kind of funny how free speech is being arrested everywhere. I mean, you make a Facebook post that insults somebody and you might get a knock on your door by the feds. They're actually using people's inclusion in certain groups when there's two or more arrested, and they're trying to frame it to be criminal conspiracy that you conspired with folks who broke the law by liking a Facebook page. I'm not kidding you. This is where we're going. I think Stalin would have loved to have Facebook back in those days. The only thing about that is, while Stalin really did silence through fear and intimidation, well, people like me, well, we just don't give a damn. We're not afraid. I'm not afraid. I think that's one of the reasons why they fear Christians so much. Because a true Christian, what reason do you have to fear? You can't take from me the one thing that matters to me most, and that is my soul. I have that. That's mine. That's the Lord's. Nobody can take that from me. Only I can lose that by the choices and decisions that I make. We've lost our way, and our sense of morality has become so absolutely corrupt with this Marxist ideology. We need to call it what it is. You notice on the mainstream media, on Fox News, the Trotskyite neocons, they'll even use the terms politically correct. Oh, you know, these are things that you can't say anymore. I've heard them say, I've heard them chastise each other for saying certain things that weren't exactly politically correct. All the while, they don't sit there and tell you, you know what, not one of them, and this is what they should be saying if they were real, to hell with political correctness. Doesn't anybody realize that that's a Marxist, that's part of a Marxist ideology? The concept of genders, any more than two, or maybe even three. I know that there are some hermaphrodites that are born with both organs. That can be a little bit perplexing. But to self-identify as something that you're not, And here we have the Marxists embracing this 0.0001% of the population, their oppressed class. You know, I've heard more of these social justice nitwits standing up for transgenderism than I. How many transgenders are there compared to these nitwits that are standing up? People don't realize how badly they're being used. And it's kind of convenient to use people who are mentally ill as a platform for some kind of realistic identity. I've read the list now of the gender constructs. My God, I think that there was something like 40 of them last time I read. 40 of them. How many genders are there? There are two, male and female. This is science. It's not complicated. Those who think that they're something that they're not are confused. They are mentally ill. They are believing in something that is not real. There is no construct that makes it real. The defying of rational thought, the denying of rational thought, it just doesn't make any sense. But you can have these nitwits that use this as some sort of basis for an argument. It's amazing to me, really. It blows my mind. You know, I sit here and I watch, and who are the two number one people out critically speaking against this? You have Milo Yiannopoulos. And, what's his name? The Orthodox fellow. Orthodox Jewish fellow. Well, you get the point. Anyway, these folks are the main two. And the Dangerous Faggot Tour, the one that calls Donald Trump daddy. Folks, we have cultural Marxists that are wearing the cloak of conservatism. Normalizing a behavior. See, what they did was they took it so far over the edge of lunacy and insanity that now they present these folks to normalize the more reasonable of them. Sometimes the things that make you beyond go, The insanity of it all is just perplexing. I don't get how people can be giving these people a national spotlight. I mean, you look at CNN or MSNBC. I'm surprised that most people don't look at these as subversive, dangerous programming. It's exactly what it is. It's programming. They'll argue for more Marxist crap. And all the while, you have folks that folks that would stand with us watching Fox News being propagandized and programmed by a different type of communism. Very close. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors with some information on cultural Marxism. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Somebody's gonna have to pay. Feel me? Somebody gotta pay. Retail every day. That is why we invented the Goyim. That is who we will send to destroy him. Somebody gotta pay. Retail every day. That is why we invented the Goyim. That is who we will send to destroy him.
Chosen Knights, students of the Talmud, know how to situation make it all clouded. They massively keep their whole agenda shrouded. Gentiles ain't allowed to learn a thing about it. And if they do, it's made clear as blue. They dare mention the Jew, their whole career is through. Unless they get on their knees and grovel and moan. Whether you're Marlon Brando or Oliver Stone. No matter who you are, they can take your head off. Turn a fucking superstar right into a red dwarf. Even if you're self-made from the ground up, they have apparatuses to turn you into ground chalk. Just pick your meat grinder. Escape from the kosher slaughterhouse. No doubt we keep trying to. The only strategy that I can see to prevail. Pay attention to detail. Goyim, stop paying retail.
Somebody gotta pay. Retail every day. That is why we invented the Goyim. That is who we will send to destroy him. Somebody gotta pay.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Remember to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com, click on that PayPal, give us some support. We need your support. Go to ProveIt'sReal.com and back the campaign of Bruce Ray Riggs. And folks, make no mistake about it, we understand the reality of this. The one reason that Bruce really, truly is running is to get on that stage with these other folks, to debate them, to bring this information out, and to be speaking about it while we have press coverage, while we have videos rolling. That's the whole plan, really. Self-funded, out of pocket. Our main support is you. ResurrectTheRepublic.com to back the broadcast. ProveItsReal.com to back the campaign. Let's have a little bit of information from a friend. Denying cultural Marxism. Roll that clip.
Leftists will always deny anything that makes them look bad. If there's one thing that people need to understand about the left, it's that they love to control language. A favourite character assassination is to accuse people of being conspiracy theorists if they don't adhere to this rule. Cultural Marxism tops the list of the left's current conspiracy theory accusations, and this video will focus on this. I myself have been accused by lefties of being a conspiracy theorist because I've made several videos on cultural Marxism. One of my videos, Recognizing a Cultural Marxist, is popular enough to be found at the top of a YouTube search for cultural Marxism. This video was linked to in an article by a lefty writing for The Guardian named Jason Wilson. In the context of this video, the article can help to demonstrate the intellectually dishonest lengths leftists will go through to stop people exposing them. The Guardian needs no introduction to the well-versed in leftist commentary, being one of the most popular far-left publications in the mainstream media. The article in question was published on the 19th of January 2015 under the title Cultural Marxism, a uniting theory for right-wingers who love to play the victim. Already, the title tells us a lot about Mr. Wilson's worldview, deriding right-wingers because they couldn't possibly have anything legitimate to complain about. It only takes a brief glance at Mr. Wilson's Guardian profile to see that he himself ticks all the boxes for a cultural Marxist. Cultural Marxism
is Bruce Ray Riggs still there?
In itself. So to save time and avoid old ground, I'll leave links to three previous videos I've uploaded on this topic
ladies
in the
and gentlemen.
Links section.
Bruce, are you with me?
How you doing, Tom?
Brother, it's good to hear from you. I didn't think we were going to have you on there for a minute.
I'm still awake. I ain't really slept in 2 days since my store burnt down. But
Well, I'm really, my heart goes out to you on that, brother.
I ain't worried about it. Maybe God had time, needed me to take time out to do something. I don't know. I don't know what the heck his plan is.
You amaze me sometimes, brother. You really amaze me.
You know, I was thinking, people told me about me running into the facto, and they kind of think I'm making a mistake. They have no idea why I'm running. I thought I made it clear to the audience quite a few times I really don't want a part of that crap. All I want to do is expose it. And the best way to do is to get with all the people that want to be the future leaders of it. And why they're governed by the consent of the governed, the audience that's watching, interject some truth they never got to hear before. Debate these people with the documents enlarged to 18 by 24 and some of the real documents that really I hammered the point home on, enlarged to 2 by 3 and laminated and highlighted.
Yeah, you've
got a couple $1,000 worth of these documents. In fact, even if I won the election, I actually wouldn't be committing treason or nothing against my oath for the simple reason territories don't have representatives. Do they, Tom?
Nope, they don't.
And the state of Florida hasn't been a lawful state in 155 years, which is a point I'm going to make if I accidentally did get elected, as I have no problem with representing the state of Florida. But I don't see where it lawfully exists.
Yeah, you know, that's something I was talking to my audience about earlier that you discovered there. Why don't you tell them about that again?
Well, my wife was asleep. I had about 3 hours to do nothing. And 3 hours of boredom, I was able to discover the past five Florida constitutions were never correctly adopted. That means for the past 155 years, since the year 1861, the state of Florida has been operating outside of charter. That means every statute it has, every representative it has, every so-called law or statute, whatever the heck you want to call that mess, it adopted, every state agency it has, the 2 million disfranchised voters for the incorrect law or statute that supposedly disfranchised them coming from the jurisdiction of a never correctly adopted constitution, that's all a fraud. That would be the FDLE, the Attorney General. None of it has a lawful jurisdiction. And you see, the problem is, it's not the 14th Amendment this time. No. It's the fact that there's a supremacy clause in the United States Constitution. You'll find it in Article 6, Paragraph 2. It holds that document to be the supreme law of our land. Maybe not nobody else's, but this little piece of dirt we call home, y'all, that's the document, that's supreme law of the land for our home. And Article 6, Paragraph 2, the supremacy clause, holds any law or treaty ratified pursuant thereof supreme law of the land. The 1838 Florida Constitution was ratified in 1845 and considered law by the United States Constitution when the House and Senate ratified it pursuant thereof. The state of Florida, mind you, did an ordinance of secession in 1861. But Texas versus White, the U.S. Supreme Court said in 1869, as well as Lincoln said in December of 1865, December 8th, and Congress said March 2nd, 1867, the exact same thing, all the same. The southern states never had any lawful governments. They were only rebels. Everything it did had no legal effect whatsoever. The Union, the laws, and its constitution is still fully intact, which means that original Florida Constitution that they never repealed is still intact. Pursuant to the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, if it actually means anything anymore. So there's a different approach you never heard anyone say. I'd get up there and prove myself right out of a job.
Damn.
How can you elect me to be a representative when there ain't even a real state here? If you can show me Florida really exists in law, I raise my right hand. You got to prove. And I don't think you can, because I got my documents enlarged, and Article 14 of the original Constitution gave several requirements to change that Constitution. And one of the requirements, if I'm not mistaken, the way it's written, and I've read it 100 times, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I asked you to see if you got the same opinion, because the way it's worded, after it's been read on the House and Senate floor, 3 separate occasions each, then the proposed altercation to the from the original Constitution must be posted for a minimum of 6 months. Then, the following Congress, not the same one that did it, so there's no lame duck decisions, is the one who gets to vote on it in their first new session. That's the way it's written. And then it's still got to go through the same constitutional process of 2/3 and 3/4. So, that's the way it was written, and it says there is nothing you can do on contrary of this. If you do anything other than this, it is not legal, not valid, and notwithstanding. It is void. Null and void, it says so, basically. Which means the past five Florida constitutions would have disfranchised over 2 million citizens by saying they're convicted felons under their own little statutes. The statutes were adopted illegally by fraud. And it's like a recipe. Let's say you got a box of cake mix. Here's how easy it is to explain it. Haven't you ever heard that nonsense? Ignorance of the law is no excuse, even though there's like 20,000 of them you're supposed to know.
Yeah.
Well, way back in, we got representatives that you would think would know the law when they go to drafting these darn things. In the state of Florida, Tallahassee, our state representatives in the past 155 years, figuring about 2 years each, and if he's been reelected, I imagine you've had about 250 human bodies hold a public office, or at least 300 that have not gone by the law all these years. Now, either they haven't took the time to research it, or they just don't give a hoot. Or maybe they just don't know. They just win the votes, and they get the job, and someone clues them in on what they want them to do, and they're kind of a little puppet state government ever since. I have no idea. I've never been there, I can't honestly say. But what I can say is, if they do elect me, I'm going to prove myself out of a job. Because there's no way in heck you can prove the state of Florida is a lawful state. And you know what? It would take at least 6 months in the next Congress to change that. From this very moment, if they even tried.
Yeah, if they tried. Well, I tell you, you're on to something there, brother.
If they said, oh my gosh, we just got caught with our constitutional britches down. Let's fix this, y'all. And they all got together, put in the chew, and went to doing this thing lawful and legal. After they got done drafting it, they'd still have to post it for 6 months. And the next Congress that comes along would have to be the one of, and there's not 6 months between now and this next Congress. So it'd have to be 2.5 years from now before the next Congress comes along to vote on it. Well, I don't know. Then again, they could probably just wait the next session, as long as it's 6 months and it's a different Congress. They'd have to go to a next session, but it wouldn't have to be a different Congress. But at least take 9 months to a year.
But now, they completely departed from the lawful process by which to alter, which, by the way, there is a section in the original Florida Constitution that said that this is forever. I like their definition of forever, man.
Well, that is Article 1, Section 27 of the original Constitution. Everything in Article 1 will never be changed. No matter how many constitutions you draft, it clearly says so, that everything in Article 1 is forever. It's a part of the state's roots. It's never supposed to disappear. No matter what you do, you can't have any jurisdiction or change any of this. If so, it's not legal, not valid, not lawful, notwithstanding, it's a fraud. That's basically how it reads, but gives more details. There's a word you might have to look up, but it says it's forever.
Now, yeah, it does. I read it myself.
One of them little 26 sections prior to that, that the state of Florida would never have jurisdiction over, is firearms. Ha, it says it right there.
Yeah.
That means all your little 790 statutes under the Chapter 790 of Florida is a fraud. If anyone out there gets caught with a gun charge in Florida, I would challenge them on the fact that they don't have no jurisdiction. They ain't had no real jurisdiction in 155 years. They've been pretending this whole time, and too bad they don't have the intelligence to know. Tell them, oh, by the way, you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse, Judge. I can't help it, you guys don't know. Don't you use that on me normally? Well, now you don't even have no real law, so why am I here? Unless you're proving this Constitution's real. I mean, they have to establish jurisdiction. If you challenge your jurisdiction, they've got to come back with something. That's a key issue. And I'm not talking Reconstruction, 14th Amendment, or nothing like that.
No.
Because you know they're going to try to come back because a little act of Congress on, they're not supposed to address the Reconstruction Acts. Why? Because they're illegal as crap and they never were properly adopted. And they run the entire government ever since. They hijacked what was your sovereignty and your constitution and your state rights. But that's a different story. This story this story is just about the fact that they haven't done the job correctly. It's like you hire a chef to cook a prime rib, and you want that prime rib to come out medium.
You know, Congress was the one that declared that that you couldn't challenge the 14th Amendment. But what I'm finding now is the same Congress that decided that did not have lawful representatives at that particular point to make that decision.
Well, of course,
therefore,
15646 says that, Tom. 15646, and everything is law driven. You just refer everybody to Congressional Record page 15641. I mean 15641. Judge Lander H. Perez points out how the entire Reconstruction Act was done by an unlawful, unconstitutional Congress. And if you're a citizen of the United States, you're a product of that. Did that come from that era, that Congress?
Wow.
Just imagine.
You still with me, Bruce? You were breaking up.
the dang mute button if I put my face. Can you hear me, Tom?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother.
So it's, when you start thinking of it that way, hang on, I thought I made it clear before, but I got a little more detail tonight. We didn't have any audios playing or anyone else talking, so I got a chance just to have the floor. I think if the audience, I mean, use your judgment, but do you think I'm wrong for going about it this way? I mean, I'm just trying to wake the folks up. I really don't want a job. You can ask Tom. He's seen how I live. I got a really good life. I don't want to change that.
I mean, you sure do, brother.
Everyone I know that knows me would wish they had the life I have. I'm not trying to brag. I really don't want to go to Washington. I mean, it'd be like, you know, getting drafted and going somewhere and having to leave your home and everything and doing something, going to a place you don't want to go.
Folks, proveitsreal.com. I dare you to try and prove us wrong.
Yeah, just go to proveitsreal.com, click on the unconstitutional Florida constitutions, and I've got links right to a credible constitution from the University of Florida.edu website. It's educational university law library. And read it. Read Article 1 and Article 14. The heck with the rest of it. The rest of it ain't written in stone. Them two are. Now, I do mind you, if you're a minority, don't get offended, because the white man is mentioned in there once or twice. This originally did start out being a white man country. We had the Civil Rights Act since then, and the Florida Constitution has kind of been put on the shelf and missed all of that. You know, we
yeah, well, you know, you know it doesn't. That's the one thing about it, Bruce.
Or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the one thing about it. Yes, for those of you that read that, it may offend some gentle snowflakes out there, but. I urge everyone to just, you know, we're all equal now. The Civil Rights Act, I think, is pretty clear. Regardless of whether you agree or disagree with civil rights as a movement, I kind of look to it as all men are created equal. That was a product of its time. But, you know, that was one of the things we righted.
This discrimination crap has really gotten off on the wrong foot to start with. I mean, over the back of a $2 bill, there's a black man on there. Now, whether you say he was John Hanson, the first president, or whether you say he was a congressman from Virginia or some crap, there's still a black man on the back of a $2 bill, center left-hand side. Now, at that time in history, they were less than 1% blacks in this country, which means they had equal representation in the first Congress. I don't know how we started off since bigots. I kind of do. When you get to getting below the layers and you see who's actually funding everything and who's pulling all the strings for the puppets, you see it goes back to the East Indies Trade Company and all the slaves they sold all over the world. And by the way, guess who the flagship company is? British Petroleum. And guess what they created? United Nations and the IMF. And guess what the IMF owns? The Federal Reserve. And guess which they both of them buy? All of your birth certificates. So it's still the same people at the top benefiting from a different form of slavery. This one here is economic slavery. And if you don't think I'm right, if you're a citizen of the United States, I'm sure you've turned on the television set and heard how much money you owe on the national debt. If you've ever heard anything like that, then you can't say I'm wrong. Because if you're not an economic slave, why do you owe money on the national debt?
That's right. And how are we, you know, even people in Congress use this. Oh, well, we're passing this down to our children and our children's children. Excuse me?
Well, that depends. If they're corporations like their dad and their grandfather is, yeah, they're passing it down. That means they're an artificial person, and it's a personhood.
Ooh, there's now, something I wanted to talk to you about. You just triggered my memory.
And then, like Hillary Clinton, I sent you that video. She talks about the unborn baby has no constitutional rights, and until it's born, it's not considered a person.
Yes.
Now, what she used was legal terms with double meanings, and most people would have thought she's talking about person as in human being. Congress redefined that word to include the definition, among other things. This is the one you really need to focus on, corporation. So when you see the word person in law, when it says all laws apply to persons and citizens of the United States, if you get to research and you see that all the time, and then you know a person is a corporation. And if you think I'm wrong, the Supreme Court of the United States has already said it. Metropolitan Life Insurance versus Ward, Alabama. A person's a corporation within the 14th Amendment. If you sit back and use your common sense and look at just a couple facts and consider them, the United States is a federal corporation according to Title 28 USC, Subsection 3002, Part 15A. So if you're a citizen of a federal corporation, being a citizen of the United States, then you would have to be a corporation also. And you are if you're a citizen of the United States, because the 14th Amendment made all persons, corporations, citizens of the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So when you're subject to that jurisdiction, you don't become a person until you are birthed, like a boat, when you dock a boat. Because you go through water, the birth canal, they consider it the same thing. So your rights, their corporate charter don't begin until you've birthed. Therefore, you're not a corporate person until you've completed going through the water, like a boat, a birth. So you have no rights in corporate personhood. She's right. You just don't understand what she means. She's not wrong. That woman's telling you to your face. It's just you don't get what she's saying because you don't know what she means by it. Now you know. Now, mind you, the original citizen of the United States was our American citizen. I want to brother, that's a term you never hear used, the one actual real term. And I point that out because the one act of Congress that gives you a right to go back to the Republic form of government, July 27th, 1868, some people call Statute 15 at large. Well, that's where it's written. I forgot the page it's on. I think it might have burned up in the fire. I'll get another one made. It says for American citizens stranded in a foreign state, they have a right to expatriate back to their state form of government. And they can't be denied, restricted, impaired, or even questioned their right to go back. It's inconsistent with their form of government, which is personhood.
Yes, sir.
There's your own common law right to redress. All you people, and you see, when you get to reading that, that's the only place I've ever seen American citizen used. I've heard free man on the land and all that, whatever the heck, and I've heard, you know, other citizens also. But when you ever heard American citizen?
You know what? I have that queued up. Bruce, I have that queued up. I want people to hear this, and I want you to respond to this. Just listen to this, folks.
Dude, I'm gonna drink some coffee.
Well, under our laws currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't do everything we possibly can in the vast majority of instances to the unborn person. Doesn't have constitutional rights. Now
see? And you know what, Bruce? So many people have commented on that, and it went right over their heads.
I know, and it's the word person, I mean, it's a fifth grade word. You would think they know the meaning of it. They got no excuse.
Well, most people.
Hillary ain't wrong. You have a different standing in law if you're a 14th Amendment citizen than what the Constitution originally created. Now, the Constitution, you were a human being. Your rights would have began at conception. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so for the anti-abortion people, learn the meaning of words and then follow your agenda correctly.
I tell you it's amazing.
You know how much Hillary must be sitting there, all the smarter know-it-alls like Hillary that actually know the double-meaning words and they use them against you all the time and you don't have a clue? You know how they probably sit and have a cup of coffee afterwards and laugh at all these fools that don't know what they're talking about in their little post because they're using a word with a meaning you've never heard of before?
Yeah.
Well, now they're not laughing anymore because you know. And then wait till you learn that it's the fraud behind that meaning and the treason behind it. There's not even a lawful right to use that. But that's a little bit deeper. That's a couple more layers down. I mean, I can point it out to Tom. The easiest way to go on that is read the Reconstruction Acts. It was a congressional act on March 2nd, 1867, to create a more efficient government, which had been a different one than created in 1788, obviously, for the rebel states. The first paragraph names the former southern states, Confederate, whatever you want to call them, that the government's being created for. So if you're from New York, Nevada, what was the 37th state, Nebraska, or any of these other states, California, Oregon, how did you wind up under the government that was only created and authorized for the 11 rebel states in 1867? You people should still be under the one created in 90 years before in 1788.
Yes, sir.
You guys are operating.
Hey, Bruce,
in the wrong century.
We got to go to break. Hang on. This is our last break of the night. Folks, we will be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Practitioners of pedophilia. That is who's running America. Just read Encyclopedia Judaica. And you'll see all the Talmudic hysteria.
Mr. Dershowitz, look me in the eye when I talk to you. Do you understand all the charges that were brought to you? Has your counsel recommended everything you ought to do? Have you been advised of all the options we afford to you? The prosecution is prepared to offer you a plea. They say they've identified Jane Doe number 3. Virginia Roberts photograph, nude front to lead. With you, Mr. Dershowitz, do you want to see? That's what I thought. We can make it all inadmissible. If you be a good sport, admit you got caught. And don't let me see your cheeky...
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We do have the pleasure of being with Bruce Ray Riggs tonight. We have not had him on but as a guest while he's been campaigning. And I urge all of you to go to proveitsreal.com. That's proveitsreal.com, folks. And I tell you right now, this man, he lost his business to a fire this weekend, and he is here talking with you on the line about what you can do to help yourselves. If that is not character, if that is not a warrior, I don't know what is. And if you back any other individual out there, all these people that claim to be the savior and doing all of this, I tell you, this is the one that you want to support, because here, what he wants to do is not for himself. What he wants to do is he wants to get into these debates, and he wants to challenge people and bring his research and bring this information to as many people as will hear it. And here we have exposing itself daily in our faces. Here's Clinton with, and you know, nobody mentioned the person but her. They were talking about the unborn. This, the unborn person has no constitutional rights. Well, if you're a person within the definition of the 14th Amendment, neither do you. Oh, Lord, Bruce.
You don't have rights. Rights. Matter of fact, you get in the case law on your Second Amendment and all that. Look what the federal court said in the federal supplements and all that. Mm-hmm. They say your rights are made arbitrary through the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. What does that sound like to you, Tom? Your rights are made arbitrary. I thought we had an Articles of Confederation and the Bill of Rights was made up under the Magna Carta and I mean, what's this 14th Amendment come out in 1868 going to supersede all this crap? Oh, that's right, because you're subject to, which means you're inferior to, obedient to, governed, or affected by, or answerable for, the jurisdiction, meaning authority thereof.
Yeah, man.
It was placed in between you and that sovereignty the original founding fathers created. And the reason, as a matter of fact, they use it against you. They turn this Constitution into a con with that Reconstruction, and I ain't trying to offend nobody. Just take a step back and think about it. What does the ATF tell all these states that want their firearm rights, like Wyoming and Montana? We have jurisdiction over your guns. 14th Amendment. When Obama wanted to raise the debt ceiling, what did he tell Congress? The 14th Amendment gives me the right to raise the debt ceiling. He's right. 14th Amendment, Section 4, not only created the public debt, in the middle of it says you have no right to question the validity of it. I mean, after all, when can a debt slave question his master?
Good point. Very good point.
You know, everything, every right you have lost has been because of the Reconstruction Acts. You go back before that, this Constitution's great. I'm not trying to offend anybody. Unless the truth's really bad. Sorry about that. And then go buy a drink or something.
Yeah, but, those little special snowflakes got to get over it. But we ran out of time, brother. It was good to have you on tonight, man.
It's a lie, Tom Razek.
Yes, sir. God bless you, brother.
God bless y'all.
All right. And, folks, that'll be enough for tonight. Tom Lacabara, Stewart, Bruce Ray Riggs, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast, ProveItsReal.com, DirtyUncleSam.com, ResurrectTheRepublic.com, RTRTruthMedia.com. Take your pick. Pick your poison. See you next time.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.